I asked Deja what the highest number she had ever counted to was after she told me, while sitting next to me as I was writing my daily prayer, that she had just counted to 100. Which, that explained the fidgeting finger bouncing over the countertop and multicolored makeup set which was sitting atop the surface of the counter that I had hardly paid attention to in my peripheral vision, but had made note of. To which she responded, the question about how high she had counted, 300. To which I immediately replied, I challenge you to count to 400. And she said, okay, maybe I will. And then she said, you would have dared me to count to 200 if I said I had counted to 100, wouldn't you? Which I thought was a pretty clever realization for Deja to have made, considering she's 6. I replied in the affirmative, and then I decided that I needed to make a clarifying point. And I said, I did not dare you. I challenged you. And Deja asked, what's the difference? I thought about it for perhaps 4 seconds. And then the insight came to me. One is for me, and one is for you. Deja asked, what do you mean? And so I answered, if I dare you to do something, it's because I want to see you do it. If I challenge you to do something, it's because I want you to see yourself doing it. My prayer was very simple this morning. Heavenly Father, guide me to gratitude. Amen. God's response was also quite simple this morning. He said, chance, my son. Look for gratitude within. Once you find it there, you see it in all things. Love God. You know, the truth is that every day is a gift. I know it's rather cliche and trite to say so, but that's only because you're cynical. Cynicism breeds contempt. Contempt breeds malice. Malice breeds destruction. For destruction's sake. Every day is, in sooth, a gift. Can you even imagine how remarkable it is that you have the opportunity to be in existence at all? If you've ever pondered deeply enough into the nature of reality, then you have found the place at which your intellect fails. And the only remaining answer for you is, I don't know how the fuck this happened, but I can't believe it. And yet here I am. I've been in some dark places in my life, and I've been to some amazing places. I mean that metaphorically and literally, and internally and externally. In an unlikely universe, in an unlikely existence, on an unlikely planet, I'm an unlikely man. I'm uncommon, and I'm grateful to be here. Things had to be just right for me to be here. You too, but me too. And knowing who I've been and where I've gone, and knowing where I am and who I am now, the miles traveled and the experience gained, it does fill me with gratitude. You should take care of your body. I mean, honestly, you should take care of your body. There's no more obvious a sign of self-loathing than the person who won't even put in several minutes a day to exercise and won't stop shoving poison into their body and prefers poison to actual food as a general rule. It's surreal, isn't it? Meaning, purpose, satisfaction. These are all things that come as an emergent feature of eating well and exercising and doing things that are interesting to you and not doing things that make you feel disgusted with yourself. It's such a simple recipe. But there's so much adversarial energy one must face internally and externally, that this simple formula of just doing the right thing, doing the most simple formula of right thing, eat right, exercise, treat people with dignity, don't do things you believe to be wrong, gets so readily confounded. You know, deception is what makes a human, in a certain sense. The ability to imagine reality in a way that is different from the way that it is before you. Vision, imagination, goal setting requires deception. When you visualize a thing that is not extant, that's a form of deception. But deception and imagination, willful deception, is using your imagination to project into the past, to extract rewards for things that you did not earn them through. Vision is projecting into the future and setting about bringing that vision into reality, which this is sort of the dividing line between the creator and the adversary, right? One has an infinite imagination, which is perfectly aligned with his will, and thus is the creative essence. And one seeks uniformity in all things. Equilibrium, mandate, determinism followed to its logical conclusion of heat death. It is the opposite of creation. And you hold both of these forces in your mind and your hands. Deception is destruction. Deception is destruction.